This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In modern times, Democrats have never been on the ropes as they are right now. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Glad you're with me. 50, 60 years, go back. Maybe 70 years. It's still a true statement. Never in the modern times have the Democrats been on the ropes. And I'm not talking about doing a rope-a-dope where they're just waiting it out. I'm talking about getting pummeled with body shots, thrown from the hip. Donald Trump has backed them into a corner, thanks to you and me, but mostly him. I'm glad we're behind him, but I'll tell you something. I know this about Donald Trump. He doesn't care if you are or you aren't. He got elected. You elected him. He's going to move forward, even if it makes you squeamish. Even if at times you go, oh. Because you know what happens when you go, oh, and somebody who's a leader still moves forward, eventually you go, oh, wow, didn't realize that was going to work. I've seen it happen in my own life. People, Kevin, I don't know if I would. Oh, Jesse, that worked out. Okay, well, hey, good for us. Good for the team. Somebody's got to be the risk taker. Somebody's got to stand up to the scourge. I was going to say the forge. The scourge on the other side and say, I'm willing to confront you. I'm not afraid of you. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you were a bit fearful and somebody stepped up for you or just stepped up and you went, wow. Maybe it was a street fight and it was for the wrong reason or something and somebody stepped in and said, hey, you need to just leave this dude alone. What are you going to do about it? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to step in and replace this fella if you decide you want to continue, but you're going to be facing me. You ever had anything? I'm not talking about fighting particularly. I'm saying fighting metaphorically. Maybe it happened at your job. Nobody was willing to stand up for the janitor or somebody, you know, whatever. You ever had somebody step in and go, I'll be your Huckleberry? I don't know if you saw the movie Tombstone, but that's essentially what Val Kilmer's character, Doc Holliday, does when Ringo wants to, there's going to be some blood. And Buck and Doc Holliday, who's chilling, reading the paper on the porch of the general store, steps up and says, I'll be your Huckleberry. That's just my game. The leader of the Cowboys grabs Ringo and says, hey, you don't want this fight. See, that's what Trump is. He's that guy that stepped up, said, oh, you want to talk some smack about my girl, America, huh? That's what you want to do? You think, because it's become fashionable. Let me put it in terms you can understand. The Democrats have essentially been saying, oh, America, you ain't all that. You think you all pretty and stuff. You ain't nothing. And they went negative on us. America, you ugly. You fat. You're this. You're an imperialist. You all. And she's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm a good person. Oh, that's what all the bad people say. And they just talk more smack. And then Donald Trump steps up and says, wait, whoa, hold on a minute. Yeah, but you're not talking about my mama. America's my mama, baby. And he stepped up and he says, there will be no more talking about my mama unless you want to fight it out. And so the Democrats now have a quandary. Do they keep talking about Donald Trump's mama or do they take this butt whooping? Because that's essentially what they're getting. They're getting their butts kicked. Democrats over the last few decades, go back as far as you need to, for modern times. I say 70 years because, you know, the average person, you know, living to be, a lot of people listen to the radio show, but that's kind of a generation plus. 70 years. I mean, I don't go back that far, but I know people that do. I consider that modern times. And I'm going to tell you, since the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, we've seen a rapid change in how people feel about this country. That's why Unhyphenated America, which Chris Harris runs for me, gets a lot of press. Because people are like, what happened to this Unhyphenated America, this America that where we cared about each other? It was a united front. What happened to that? Let me tell you what happened to that. Democrats happened to that. Devious people disguise their names, Planned Parenthood. And then they disguise, it's for a woman's rights, her body. You must protect her rights to her body. But it's a cool thing to say when your real objective is to kill black babies. I mean, that doesn't sell as well. So they get real slick about it. And Donald Trump says, whoa, hang on a minute. I'm going to step in here and I'm going to protect these black babies. How dare you? How dare you go to bat for the unborn, particularly the unborn Negro? See, they won't want to tell you how devious they are. If Americans knew the truth about Democrats, folks, they would change the name of their party. They would never call themselves a Democrat, a progressive, a liberal. They'd have to find something else. And here's what I can tell you. Nothing would sell. Donald Trump's job numbers came out in November. 266,000 jobs created. You know how many jobs they thought he was going to create? 187,000, for those of you who don't know. The estimates were 187,000 jobs. Over 2.4 million jobs. I think they said an average of 210,000 jobs per month, average this year. 2.4 million. 7.2 million since Donald Trump took office. Jobs created. Equate that to Barack Obama, who was still in the losing of jobs category in his first 3 years. When it's all said and done, Donald Trump may have created something along the lines of 15 million jobs, maybe more. He can't even fill them all. That's where he is. He can't even fill the jobs. Unemployment at a 50-year low. By the way, 266,000 jobs created. The past report for October and September were revised upwards for a combined 41,000 jobs. They underestimated. Even after the count, they still didn't get it right. When they did that with Barack Obama, it was always lower, almost always lower. Anyway, when we come back, I want to talk to you more about those jobs numbers and what that means heading into the election and impeachment and a host of other things.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Non-farm payrolls rose by 256,000 jobs in November. The unemployment rate also fell back down to 3.5%, putting it back at the lowest level in 50 years. Average hourly earnings were up by 7 cents in November to $28.29. That's a 0.2% increase for the month and a 3.1% increase over the year. Previous month's jobs numbers were also revised upwards. September's number was pushed up by 13,000 jobs, going from 180,000 to 193,000 jobs. October's number was revised upward by 28,000 jobs, going from 128,000 to 156,000. And that means that there are 41,000 more jobs than were previously reported, putting the 3-month moving average at 205,000 jobs. Now, there was strong hiring across the board. Manufacturing, that sector increased by 54,000 jobs in November. Motor vehicles and parts, that part increased by 41,000 jobs, reflecting the end of the GM strike. The healthcare industry, as well as leisure and hospitality, both of those sectors added 45,000 jobs. The labor force participation rate, that ticked down by 0.1% from 63.3% to 63.2%. And U6, the broadest measure of unemployment, that fell slightly from 7% to 6.9%.
Ouch. America's good news means bad news for Democrats, the anti-Americans. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Repeat, 266,000 jobs in November, revised upwards from the other months. They revised them upwards, September and October, 41,000. Wage growth, 3.1% for the year. So not only are you getting more money in your check thanks to the tax cuts that Donald Trump gave the businesses, but your wages are going up. If you made $100,000 last year, you have $3,100. I was going to do the math, and thanks for hanging in there. $3,100 more than you had the previous year on average. Again, welcome back, everybody. Good news for conservatives, libertarians, Republicans, whatever you want to call yourselves. Bad news for the Democrats, the anti-progressives, the regressives, the anti-Americans. They hate this good news. They hate that your money is growing. They hate that unemployment is at a 50-year low. Oh, by the way, Baby Black Jesus said get used to the new norm of manufacturing jobs moving away from America, offshore. Donald Trump added 54,000 manufacturing jobs in November. Stock market, record numbers. You want some numbers? This year alone, the Dow is up 18.65%. Folks, if you put your money just in a market index on the Dow, you would have made 18%, almost 20% on your money. If you use the rule of 70s, you would double your money in less than 3.5 years. The S&P, 24.36%. If you would use the rule of sevens and put your money in the S&P, and in the time of Trump, you double your money in 3 years. NASDAQ, 29.17%. You would more than double your money in 3 years, less than 3 years, if you put your money in the NASDAQ. Are you understanding what I'm saying? 29% divided by 70. In less than roughly 2.5 years, you would have doubled your money if it was in NASDAQ. It's the economy. And I want you to understand, Donald Trump is doing this with no quantitative easing. In fact, they were penalizing Donald Trump. It wasn't quantitative easing. They weren't printing money. It was costing him to do business in America. Barack Obama, they were practically begging this dude to print money. We were headed for Zimbabwe. And Donald Trump said, I don't need quantitative easing. Keep the interest rates low. I will get productivity up. We will backfill all that lost money that Barack Obama printed, that roughly $9 trillion no-value dollars. And we'll start doing something about it. And that's what's happening. I keep coming back to what I told you folks. Oh, and I know. Kevin, you said they weren't going to impeach him. They're not. Now, if you said, Kevin, do you think Nancy Pelosi will authorize the impeachment? I would have said no. So I'm gonna let you be right on that. But wait until the vote. When you see a vote on impeachment where the Democrats go, we're ready to go, we've got all we need, we're ready to vote, then you can call me, Kevin, you didn't get it. But let me tell you what I did get right. I told you, by the end of this term, I don't remember when I said it, I said, do not be surprised if the stock market blasts through 28,000, gets to 29,000 before election time. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised at all. It's going to continue to grow. I gave you the reasons. I'll recap for those of you who don't understand economics. Donald Trump says we have an $800 billion trade deficit. We're going to knock that down to something. We're going to renegotiate. If they'd already done Mexico and Canada, we'd be seeing the fruits of the labor. But just the thought of it, just the idea that this is all going to change has completely spurred a different idea around the world. Canada, by the way, lost 71,000 jobs in the same period that America has gained over 2 million. That should tell you something. Industry's coming back into America. As Donald Trump said, America's open for business. So, you got all this rumor in the supply chain. Disruption in China, factories closing, can't, you know, have nothing to do. And here's the United States saying, we're not going to fill those orders. We'll fill them at home. We'll subsidize. We got a lot of money to play with. So China and all these other countries say, okay, give America our orders because we got to have that market. So they start filling orders, shifting that over to American manufacturers who have to fill these orders. Here's what I'm telling you, people. We haven't even really started. We are scratching the surface of filling that $800 billion trade gap. Let's say it's $250 billion. So instead of losing $750 billion, we're only losing $500 billion. But $250 billion stays in the U.S. economy. You know what it took to bail out GM? $50 billion. They took $10 billion a year. $50 billion. How many mega companies can you bail out with $250 billion a year? That's just a new supply chain. Just we could give that money to our companies here. We could say, make whatever you want. We're going to lose $250 billion, but I'll be doggone if we let it go offshore. And we'd still be better for it. Because that's what Trump has done. I'm just saying, folks. This is all playing into why the Democrats have no chance. No chance. When you start thinking about your time under Obama and your time under Trump, and you get into that voting booth, what do you think you're going to do? You think you're going to remember Donald Trump's personality? Oh, man, I don't like the way he talks to black folks. Seems to talk down to women or whatever. Or are you going to say, you know what? I'm glad I have a job.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A big winter storm that slammed Southern California is on its way to the plains and upper Midwest. The storm closed Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles on Christmas Day and part of I-15 between Southern California and Las Vegas for a time on Thursday. This traveler on Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News,
30 years I've lived in the high desert, I've never been stuck. Never. This is bad. This is horrible.
Forecasters believe the storm could dump up to a foot of snow on the Southern Rockies and create a mix of ice, sleet, and snow across Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas. The FDA has officially raised the legal age to buy tobacco products in the United States from 18 to 21. The move applies to all tobacco products, e-cigarettes, and vaping cartridges. This was all part of President Trump's spending package on a bill he signed last week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump is not worried about impeachment. He's not. I chuckle at the Democrats who are playing this. Give them credit. They're playing this out to the nth degree. I want you to just ask yourself, if you were a private citizen and a Democrat in the power of Adam Schiff or Hillary Clinton or Biden wanted to get you, could they get you? It's pretty scary to think about how easily they could get you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Pelosi says she's authorized this impeachment thing. It was the talk of the town on Friday last week. Pelosi's authorized impeachment. Congratulations, Nancy. Go for it. You know what Donald Trump's response was? Do it fast. I want to put you in the mindset of a Democrat for just a second. You think you've taken this thing out as far as you can, and every time you did it, you just got popped in the mouth. Bam! You know, you got the taste of blood. I don't know if you've ever had the taste of blood in your mouth from getting popped. Two things generally happen. Either one, you go, oh, shoot, I picked the wrong fight. Or two, you go, that was my blood. I don't like the taste of my blood. Well, the Democrats, they don't like the taste of their blood, but here's what I can tell you. There ain't nothing they can do about it. Because Donald Trump just keeps popping them. Pop! Pop! And here's the problem. You can only take so many love taps before your brain gets rattled. And then suddenly you're like, Donald Trump is the best thing ever. They're about to get punch drunk. Donald Trump is beating these, as my grandma said, I'll beat you, boy, I'll knock you in the next week. Donald Trump is knocking these clowns in the next week. And it doesn't do any good for the Democrats to fast forward, because it ain't nothing but bad news coming in the future. Nothing but bad news. I want you to understand, everything about Trump that they have possibly tried to do is all in the rearview mirror. Oh, we're going to subpoena the records of so-and-so. Subpoena them. They even got, look, I'm not going to go into it right now, but there was a gotcha in that. Rudy made a call to the OMB. You know what Donald Trump said? He goes, I don't know anything about it, but if he did, so big deal. Trump is like, big deal. They say they're going to impeach him. We're going to vote on impeachment. Trump goes, do it fast. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, making sense of this. Because let me tell you, it's like when somebody says, man, I'm going to kick your butt. And you go, why not now? Why not right now? I'll never forget, some dude, big dude, wanted to jump me, whatever. And I said to him, I said, hey, man, do what you want to do, but understand this. You need to be asking yourself a question. And he looked at me strange. I said, why is this little dude not running? Why am I not looking for an escape route? Why am I not trying to talk my way out of this? And why am I not running? I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. So if you want to turn that threat into reality, look me up, because I'll be right here. Now, I can tell you, I've looked a lot of people in the eye, and I've seen fear. And I'm not going to tell you, I'm the toughest dude in the world. When I was coming up, I saw guys, and I was like, man, that dude looks tough. You know, you're a little tyke. You have those, but there comes a point where you go, you know, I'm a grown buck man. And I am not fearing any guy. And I told people, every day as a warrior, you wake up and go, hey, today is a great day to die. But I ain't looking for a fight. But I ain't running from it. I'm not running from it. And you got a president who will not run from a fight. And he says to the Democrats when they threaten him, we're going to bring the fight. He says, do it fast. I need to put a shirt. Forget Nikes. just do it. Mine will be, do it fast. With my logo. You want to impeach? Go for it. Donald Trump has zero fear of these clowns. And he's saying, I'm not going anywhere. You'll notice, Democrats, I haven't run. What is that saying about Old Glory? These colors don't run. America, you got a person who's willing to fight for you. And he's winning. CNN posted its lowest primetime ratings in 3 years over the Thanksgiving holidays. Fox News, 2.2 million viewers. Not that I give a crap about Fox. 303,000 in the coveted demographic of 25 to 54. Most of my listeners, we no longer are the coveted demographic. This is according to Nielsen. MSNBC had 1.3 million viewers in primetime. 187 in that coveted demographic. CNN, 643,000 in primetime, 138,000 in the coveted demographic. You know what they covered? They covered the impeachment hearings. You think the coveted demographic is interested? Let me tell you, the demographic that the Democrats need to win, the 18 to 54-year-old demographic, was not watching CNN and MSNBC. It was mostly watching Fox. And let me just say this. It was mostly watching none of them. It doesn't care. You know what it cares about? You know what that demographic cares about? It cares about its jobs. It cares about its ability to change jobs. It cares about the amount of money it's now bringing home from those jobs and the bonuses. It's starting to care about Christmas. It's starting to care about how much money's in the savings account. It cares about how much money they got to dedicate to college for the kids and boarding schools and all this other stuff. It cares about its cars, its TVs, it's making its rent payments and all kinds of stuff. And it's not getting lost in the minutia that the left wants you to believe it's lost in. CNN is betting on this idea that this impeachment thing is really going to do something. And look, it's I guess, here's what I would ask them. What would they be doing without that? Now, President Trump has said, look, get your act together. I'm happy to come on and talk to you. I'll come on and do interviews, but you got to be fair. He just said Bloomberg isn't going to be allowed in. Bloomberg says they will investigate all of Trump, but won't investigate any of the Democrats. But they say they're being fair. I'm sure you guys have heard that story. So, what's happening, folks, is the Democrats are losing it. They lost again in the court of public opinion on impeachment. So what did Adam Schiff do? Adam Schiff said, I'm going to subpoena the records, the phone records, of Devin Nunes, Devin Nunes, Rudy Giuliani, and John Solomon. The president's attorney, he subpoenaed the records. John Solomon, a reporter, he subpoenas the records. And a congressperson. I told you guys, I described Schiff to you perfectly. I said, if Schiff is the guy If you piss him off in life, he will make your life miserable. He won't stop until he's destroyed you. This is a man drunk on power that should never be put in a position of power. And if Pelosi had a pair, which is speculation, but maybe they need to be bigger, she would get rid of this guy. Let me tell you, as much as I love when Trey Gowdy would question people, Jim Jordan, many of these other guys, Mike Lee, if they were doing what they're doing right now to a Democrat, I would say they're drunk on power and they need to be gotten rid of. You can't have these kind of zealots that don't care about the Constitution. All shift, everybody that is in this cabal, from, I'm talking about hordes of Democrats, impeach the president, impeach the president, impeach the president. Oh, but we're going to be impartial when we start really deliberating on it. If you've seen any impartiality, please show me, because I haven't seen it. Democrats accuse President Trump of being unhinged. Their scheme at the time was to define him as crazy. Then they were going to invoke the 25th Amendment, claiming that he was unfit to lead. I just want you to understand the Democrats and how far they're willing to go. By the way, Schiff subpoenaing of those records is a violation of the law. I hope somebody sues him personally. I hope Giuliani sues him. And I hope he gets sued on a multitude of things to run his bony, bug-eyed butt out of Congress. That is the only thing he deserves. Anyway, Democrats are unfit to lead. Unhinged doesn't begin to describe these people. They got the House back in 2018, and yet they continued their witch hunts. And it seems that as the election approaches, they understand their dim future. Because let me lay it out for them and those of you who are of little faith. Oh, ye of little faith. Donald Trump will be your president for another 4 years. So the desperate act of impeachment, folks, is going to continue. The president has pretty much pop their balloon with everything he's accomplished. I just went over the economy in November, and it was better than you could have in a discussion with Barack Obama at any point in his presidency. In spite of every attack these people make, Donald Trump performs like a rock star. And now that he's about to go on the offense, game over. I know there are people hanging on, but it's game
this
over.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats went nuclear with impeachment. The problem was they bought some bootleg nukes from the Koreans and it didn't explode. The detonators didn't work. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Trump released his numbers on the economy after Nancy Pelosi made her, "We're going to move forward with impeachment." He says, "Okay, fine. Here's some numbers for the economy. 266,000 jobs gained in November. 41,000 more jobs that weren't counted in October and September that we added to that list. 3.1% wage growth. 54,000 of those jobs were manufacturing jobs. And I could go on. Economy growing like crazy. Stock market. Not an index lower than 20%. Yeah, one almost starting. Was it NASDAQ? Almost started 29.1% growth year to date. A third more money. If you invested $100,000 in the market, just I'm talking about not even playing the market. Forget day trading. You would have made 30 grand. And the year's not even over. I made a prediction. I said, I told you who would be there, the nominees. I said, I don't think Biden will be it. I said, Kamala Harris had no shot. I said, they ain't going to choose a black person. I'll be right about that. I don't believe Bernie Sanders is complaining. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. I mean, I've made predictions. Look, I'm no guru. I'm not looking at a crystal ball and doing a bunch of research. I'm just giving you my honest opinions based on the way that, you know, I see things happening on a day-to-day basis. I still feel confident Joe Biden will not be their candidate. They may eventually pull a Bernie and, you know, a Hillary Bernie and just kind of get everybody out of the way and shoehorn him in. Be a huge mistake. I know this. You aren't seeing very many polls talking about who can beat Trump head to head. I did see a poll that had Donald Trump 52% approval rating, which means add another 5 points to that. Easy. Yeah, I'm not seeing a whole lot of head-to-head matchups. By the way, please call the show and let me know. If you've seen a head-to-head matchup between Biden and Trump, I'd love to see the numbers. Because I saw one that had Biden up 16 points on Trump. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see the dude who Biden paid to write that. Yeah, Kevin Jackson would be thrilled to see that. I've never seen economic news kick out something as important as impeachment. And stay with me on this for just a second. The Democrats made this announcement on what should have been a non-newsy day. Donald Trump will be impeached. I think it was Friday. Was it Thursday? I think it was either late Thursday or Friday. They make this announcement, right? And Donald Trump says, okay, fine. Here's some announcements on the economic news. And the economic news was so good, it kicked impeachment practically out of the news cycle. Now, is the economic news so good that it should kick out impeachment? Or is it that the media went, you know what? This impeachment thing isn't really doing what we thought it was going to do. Maybe we need to rethink it. See, I think that's what's happened. Yeah. Trump, on getting the news that the House Judiciary Committee was going to go ahead and do this impeachment. And it was funny because they had they asked this question of the guys, have any of you, I think it was Matt Gaetz. Do we have that clip? Yeah, let's play Gaetz's scathing interview of the judiciary on impeachment, okay?
To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. And let the record reflect, no personal knowledge of a single fact. And you know what? That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff, where Ambassador Taylor could not identify an impeachable offense. Mr. Kent never met with the president. Fiona Hill never heard the president reference anything regarding military aid. Mr. Hale was unaware of any nefarious activity with aid. Colonel Vindman even rejected the New Democrat talking point that bribery was invoked here. Ambassador Volker denied that there was a quid pro quo, and Mr. Morrison said there was nothing wrong on the call. The only direct evidence came from Gordon Sondland, who spoke to the President of the United States, and the President said, I want nothing. No quid pro quo. And you know what? If wiretapping a political opponent is an impeachable offense, I look forward to looking at Inspector General's report, because maybe it's a different president we should be impeaching.
There was more to that interview, but that was the salient piece. Do you have any personal knowledge of anything? Of Donald Trump doing anything? Nope. The House Judiciary called people that have no knowledge. Now, and what they were are, quote, constitutional scholars. Now, I don't know if you guys know this. There was a group of about, I don't know, 5,000 professors that got together to say, yeah, what Trump did was an impeachable offense. If you are supporting colleges and universities beyond trying to get your kids educated in a STEM-related type of career, or a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, You are feeding the enemy. These people are the scourge of Western civilization. These are people that we are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to poison the minds of our youth. You send your kids to college and well-adjusted in every way, and they destroy your children. Seeking educational excellence is, we're going to give you so many alternatives, you got to take a listen, folks. We're going to teach you how to get your kids into the least amount of college to satisfy their degree. They're going to use their degrees. You're going to save money. We're going to teach them how to test, etc. We are going to upend the higher education system and the education system in general. Anyway, Democrats throwing hand grenades all over D.C., and the only casualties are other Democrats. You don't believe me? Look at Kamala Harris. She threw grenades at Joe Biden. It weakened him. Joe Biden, I saw a poll number, he's at 27%. This guy started at 41. I don't even know that he's at 27. He's not at first on all the polls. So that grenade got thrown. Tulsi Gabbard throws grenades at Kamala Harris. We played those clips for you. Tulsi Gabbard spoke of Kamala Harris's marijuana usage and laughing at the very idea that the drug she smoked and wanted to be cool looking and talking about it, she put 1,500 people in prison for. Called out by one of her own. Tulsi Gabbard under fire because Democrats are mad at her for doing that. Buttigieg is under fire because black folks say he hasn't done a good job in his little town, and I could go on. Nothing but strife moving back and forth through these Democratic issues, and they want you to believe we're the ones in trouble. We got our candidate. Anybody know who's running against Trump? You know there are two other people that declared against Trump. The majority, I bet you 99% of America can't name the people that are theoretically running against Trump. One of them's gone completely. Mark Sanford, for those of you who don't know. And Jim Weld, I haven't heard a single thing about him. But you know what you're hearing about the Democrats? Whining from Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren, she was supposed to be surging. What's happened to her? Cory Booker, whining. There ain't going to be no black folks. Look at what's up there. Nothing but a bunch of white people. No, we've been saying that for decades. We've been warning black folks. You think that the Democrats are happy to get a report that somewhere between 18 to 34% of blacks have now shifted to Donald Trump? The racist? Their cadre of potential presidential candidates is so bad. Sideline Democrats are still encouraging others to run. Bloomberg, will you please run? Have you heard any surge at all with Bloomberg? I saw one commercial. Now, I don't watch regular TV, but that should tell you all you need to know. I've seen one commercial of Bloomberg. I've seen three commercials from Tom Steyer. These are billionaires. They could flood me with commercials. I've seen nothing. Are they biding their time? Their efforts are fruitless, folks. Their top contender shows even more derangement syndrome than he did early on. Do I really need to go into what Joe Biden has been doing? He got into an argument, and we're going to have to wait. We'll come back in with it in the next hour. But Joe Biden's out there threatening to do push-ups and beat up people. I mean, what is this going to come out of this guy's mouth? The other day, he stuck his, grabbed his wife's fingers with his mouth. I mean, this is not what a creepy guy should be doing. Is he rallying the troops? Announce that Joe Biden's coming. Look, play this game on your own, folks. Don't believe Kevin Jackson. Don't listen to me. But announce that Joe Biden is going to be bringing the no malarkey bus into your town and see how many people show up. See what I'm talking about. Anyway, I got to leave it here for now because we're out of time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.